We got a fire going down by the riverside. Sip whiskey out the bottle, living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need.
Oh no.
And nothing that I don't.
Oh no.
Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls. A civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left two dead and four wounded.
The suspect, identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News. Tomorrow marks 30 years since the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. ABC's Jim Ryan was there in 1995 when 168 people died.
Hundreds of federal employees had settled into their desks in the nine-story building that Wednesday morning, and children played in the daycare center on the second floor. A meeting was being recorded across the street when, at 9:03, a truck loaded with 5,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil exploded outside. 168 people were killed, including 19 children. Domestic terrorist Timothy McVeigh was convicted and put to death in 2001. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which works to keep people from being ripped off from the banking industry, is the latest government department to be slashed under DOGE. 1,500 employees will be cut from the bureau, leaving only about 200 people. The layoff notices began arriving on Thursday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Wednesday, the Flamborough River YMCA opened its doors to the public. We spoke with Executive Director Scott Schultz about the opening and what he noticed when they first let people in.
As we're letting people in, it was really interesting to watch because the thought was people are going to come in and they're going to go to the membership desk right away. And they're either going to ask to sign up for a membership or ask for a tour right away. But everybody that initially came in, it was really cool because they only made it 5 feet into the Y and then they stopped. This whole group of a dozen people just stopped 5 feet into the Y because they all wanted to look at our donor wall. So we have a donor wall that is our large contributors and small contributors from the building campaign that was launched in October of 2023 for that 3 months span to finalize the final push of getting the Y built. And everybody came in and they stopped right there, and then they looked over at the wall and they started reading all these names of people that, you know, donated or in memory of people. And it was really cool as everybody's looking at it and they're, you know, they're saying, I know that person, or I knew that person, and they're building that connection to you know, their history. And some folks were in here earlier that recognized some family members that had donated, and it was really cool to watch their heartwarming experience with seeing their family members' names on the wall.
Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a bargain basement sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This is a handicap access fundraiser and will feature something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 over at West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. Air Wisconsin has announced even more layoffs. Lisa Hale has more.
Back in January, the Appleton-based company announced layoffs for more than 500 workers in Appleton and Milwaukee. Last week, the company added another 128 positions to that list of reductions. The layoffs will be temporary for unionized employees, but permanent for salaried employees and management. Temporary furloughs start this month. Most layoffs will happen on June 1st.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddy Peralta on the mound for the crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow at noon for game one of their best-of-seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got injected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that. But, yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody. You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. When I go to the trout streams, I carry one rod, and with that rod, I both spinfish and flyfish. I'll tell you how, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
When I take to the trout streams, I like to go light. I have a backpack with a lunch, some water, and a small tackle box with both flies and spinning gear, My rod consists of a combo rod that allows you to both fly fish and spin fish. I usually start out with the fly reel attached to that rod. I use dry flies, nymphs, and I try and work those flies along creases and edges of current where the fish, if they're active, will be moving to feed. Sometimes that doesn't always work. Sometimes these fish just do not want to bite. And in that situation, I'll switch over to the spinning gear. Put my fly reel in the pack and then put my spinning reel on that rod. And then I'll use spoons, spinners, and sometimes I will even resort to a bobber rig that has a small hook on it that has scented plastic on the hook that will get those fish to come out from under those cut banks and bite. I like to fly fish, I like to spin fish, and I want to use whatever tactic I have to get those fish to bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. A little fog this morning, a few off and on scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. Wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 51. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy, with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47. 98 Q Country.
I check my pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. Soundtrack. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay. Stay.
breathing.
There you go. There you go. Am I okay? Megan Maroney there at 98Q Country. Giving you a little country hits of today and those classics from yesterday mixed in there too. We are going to talk a little sports. I believe, I don't know if he's with us or not. I was dialing him as I was jumping out of that song here. We'll see. Mike, are you there?
Thank you.
Oh, he is. Oh, hang on. He's not there yet. Hang on. Mike Clemens does a lot of different things on Friday morning. So we're going to get hooked up here with Mike Clemens in just a moment. And we're going to talk Bucks, playoffs, and much more. Hold on here.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Get your tickets now and hop aboard the Lena's Northern Pines Resort Tour Bus on Saturday, June 21st to watch the Brewers take on the Twins at Target Field. For just $100, you get a comfy seat on Lena's bus and a ticket to the game. No driving, no parking, no stress. And when you're back, enjoy fine and casual dining at Lena's, plus year-round cabins with pontoon rentals, weekend deliveries available. Call 98Q Country to reserve your spot because all roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
All right, 17 past 8. Time to talk some sports. 98Q Sports reporter Mike Clemens, top of the morning to you there, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
Well, we got Dame Lillard back. He's back for the playoffs. Is he?
Yeah, you know, this was an interesting week. The Bucks have been going through the last month or so, and then they win 8 in a row. Mm-hmm. And then people are really excited about, wow, they're hot, they're on a roll. They've done a nice job. Now, most of those teams in that 8-game winning streak are not going to be in the playoffs. Yeah. But nevertheless, you know, without Damian Lillard out there, one thing that really changed the face of the team, and I think we talked about this last week, was some of the best analysis I figured, you know, talking about this in the press room after the games, is that, you know, Doc Rivers moved Giannis from his usual spot under the rim and fighting and battling for the inside shot or defending and getting rebounds. I was more of like point guard, and that made him more unpredictable. You know, what's he going to do? Is he going to go to the basket? Is he going to pass it off? And, you know, his assist went way up. He had 20 one night, career high 20.
Yeah.
So that's helped them in a weird way. And then, you know, guys like Kevin Porter Jr. and others, shooters, have come up and added 20 points or so. Out of nowhere, we get this thing on Tuesday that, hey, Dame Lillard's made tremendous progress. He's getting off the blood thinning meds. Like, wow. Because he was diagnosed with this deep vein thrombosis. He had this soreness in the right calf muscle. And on March 18th, they shut him down because it's like, well, he's got a blood clot. And if that thing releases, man, you know, yeah, it could be fatal. It could go to the heart.
Right. Right.
And so when they dealt that, I thought that, you know, this is very delicate to deal that card, but I know that John Horst does not want to do anything to upset that star player. Like, you know, I'm going to share this because fans are concerned, and we're, you know, rejoicing that you're going to be okay. And so then yesterday they put out another one to say he's going to practice now.
Yeah.
So now, you know, there's always a little gamesmanship here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you want to plant that seed in the Pacers' head. Hey, you might have to see this guy too. So you've got to watch film on him.
Yeah, and he's not going to be in game shape. I don't think we can expect him to play a lot of minutes right away. Right.
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 Right. You know, so they put that out, and then, you know, a couple hours later, there's a practice, and they let us in. And last night we're talking to Doc, and he goes, "Yeah, you know, first of all, today's practice was just, you know, 50%. We did our real work earlier in the week. We're getting on a plane tomorrow. We're going to Indianapolis to kick this thing off. So I don't know if he's going to be back for this series because he's got to be. And because, you know, with a blood clot, it's not like he's been able to work out the last month. So, you know, he has to prove to them in practice that he's game worthy. We'll see how that all plays out.
Yeah. Pacers are, I've seen them a couple of times this year when they played the Timberwolves and the Bucks. This is a good team they're playing. This isn't it's a 50-win team. So this is a legit contender here.
They are. They're the higher seed, and they gave Bucks a lot of trouble last game. And of all people, you know, the kid from Oshkosh, Reese Halliburton, comes up with a 4-point play toward the end to get the win. It was kind of a BS phantom call on Giannis there that put him to the line, but he made a tremendous shot from the outside to get that win. And, you know, there's no love lost between these two teams. There's definitely a rivalry feel. They played each other last year, and the Pacers, you know, won and ended the Bucks' season early because, of course, you know, Giannis was injured. So, there's juice in this one, to be sure. Tip-off is early tomorrow at noon from Indianapolis against the Pacers in the best of seven against the Bucks.
Seems like there's more links than ever to Wisconsin and the NBA. But am I just missing something? Halliburton, you got Tyler Hero, of course, Giannis.
There's a lot of kids that are coming out of, you know, the high school system in Wisconsin, that a couple of years later, all of a sudden you see them, you know, running up and down the court in the NBA.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The Brewers taking on the Oakland / Sacramento / Vegas, whatever, A's. The A's have to be happy to be on the road. That Sutter Health Park, I'm sure, is a nice park, but it's like a 10,000-seat facility. It doesn't feel like a major league park, I don't think, their home field. So A's are probably pretty happy to be at AmFam Field.
Yeah, it's so weird too, Joel. Because remember, I told you it was a year ago we were there for Super Bowl, and then after Super Bowl's over with, you got a couple of days before you come back home because you're waiting for the plane prices to come down. Quite frankly, and so I thought, okay, what am I going to do tonight? It's a Tuesday night in Las Vegas, and I'm looking around, and the show was Rich Little, the Impressionist.
Nice.
So I go and I see this show at the Laugh Factory, and he's talking about his days playing along with Sinatra and Sammy Davis in Vegas. We're on the Carson show, and it was a great show. And so I went to the manager of this club and said, wow, this is great. I want to tell my friends about it. And he said, well, you better hurry. Well, why? Well, because we close in a month. What? Mm-hmm. The Laugh Factory? He said, they're tearing down the hotel. It was the Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is where the ballpark's going. Oh, wow. And that's where the A's are going to move to, where the old Tropicana was.
Yeah.
So the A's, you know, as you mentioned, they're in that minor league facility, and they're out of Oakland, and you don't call them the Oakland A's anymore. They're just the A's, the Athletics.
Okay.
And they're in town tonight, opening up a 3-game series against the Brewers. Brewers are going to have Freddie Peralta on the mound. And the Brewers are finding ways to win. They got shelled on Monday night against the Tigers 9-1. But this Jose Quintana, he's got 2 wins now. One other pitcher that they've picked up that's done a nice job for him. They're holding down the fort while they can wait to get Brandon Woodruff and Tobias Myers back into rotation.
Yeah, I'll have to add that to my list. You're just the A's, Cleveland Guardians, Washington football team. I can't keep up with this stuff, Mike. Can't keep up with it.
It's a full-time job for me, Joel.
Exactly. So the Badgers doing a little spring football stuff going on. Luke Fickell and the crew. I see they lost a left tackle who was it they lost? Somebody went out with an injury, I heard.
Yeah, no. It was, talk about a gut punch. We're out there at the McLean Center in Madison working inside. And, you know, they have 15 practices in the spring, installing the new defense with their offensive coordinator, Grimm. And all of a sudden, big Kevin Haywood is limping off the field. And so, they just tell you lower leg injury, right?
Yeah.
So you go over the weekend, and there's Tuesday out there, and then Luke Fickell does a press conference, and they say, hey, the other day we saw Haywood leave. What's going on there? Torn ACL, lost for the season.
Yeah.
Oh. And this is the kid that they've, Jack Nelson, whose dad played for the Badgers 30 years ago, who we talked to, we interviewed, I sent you some of those clips from the Combine. He's going to be up for the NFL draft in Green Bay next week. And so this was the kid that was going to replace him at left tackle. So now Fickell and, his staff, they got to figure out, who are they going to move around on that line to get to left tackle when they get to fall camp. And so that's a huge, especially when you're just in spring.
Yeah, big draft weekend in Green Bay next weekend. Going to be a fun. We're going to be there partying, rubbing shoulders with the big wigs over there.
I'm going to be partying. Here's what the draft normally is for me.
Yeah,
I pull into an empty Lambeau Field parking lot. I flip my badge. I go through security. I go downstairs. I'm there in the media auditorium, which is just outside the doors of the Packers locker room. You see it when you take the stadium tour. And I sit there in a room with about 100 other reporters, and then we just watch the players come off the board. And then, after the Packers make a pick, then they put a podium up and all, and then a scout that maybe saw this guy in college comes and talks to us. Late at the end of the night, Matt LaFleur will come and talk to us, some of the coaches, and Brian Gutekunst about why they made the pick and the story, and then we write our stories for that for the next day. And it's 3 days of that until they take anywhere from 10, 13 players like they did a couple years ago. And that's that. Right now, I don't know how I'm getting to the stadium. There's going to be 100,000 people in the parking lot. But yeah. And I've got friends that volunteered to be a part of this, and they said, Mike, the draft's 2 weeks away, and they said that we were going to be on a cruise ship, and they were going to feed us. And I said, you know what? It's security. Mm-hmm. We went through the same thing covering Super Bowl in New Orleans, you know, a month after that Cotton Bowl attack, terrorist attack. The NFL knows what the plan is. They'll reveal it a couple of days before. They don't like to put that out too early.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the evildoers would, you know, come up with a strategy or something like that. So there'll be more information you'll hear about, like, okay, so if you want to get in the car and drive from central Wisconsin to the draft, how do you actually get to the stage? Where's parking going to be? And, you know, you take it from there.
It's going to be crazy, and it'll be fun, too. But the big question, of course, Mike, is when people take that tour of Lambeau Field and walk by your office, are you in the brochure? Does it say, like, Mike Clemens to the left?
No.
Are you in there?
They do announce our company, though.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, and this
that's
is Mike nice. Clemens. He covers a team for media radio stations across the state. Yeah. No,
Hard being famous.
There's no autographs, so trust me. Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Yeah, it's hard being famous. I know, Mike. Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate talking to you. We'll chat with you next Friday.
Talk to you from the masses next Friday, okay?
Yeah, hopefully you can make it in there. We'll see where we find you. All right, if you need help, let us
all
know.
Right,
okay, Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter. He will be at Lambeau with that media badge. You're not sure where he's going, but he'll be there, and we'll talk with him next Friday here on the 98Q Morning Show. He joins us each week at about 8:15. Let's get some news and sports at 8:28. We'll come back with our birthdays and the cake drawing. Give us a call if you got somebody, 715-762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left 2 dead and 4 wounded.
The suspect, identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Friends of Copper Falls State Parks sponsors and conducts a Bluebird monitoring program. The Friends program began in 2024 to provide enhanced nesting habitat and data that helps protect the species and track their continued success. Program volunteers constructed and placed 15 cedar cavity nesting boxes in a variety of open locations throughout the park. In support of the program, the Ashland County Land and Water Conservation Department provided materials and instructions for 8 more bluebird houses. Mellon High School students constructed the additional houses in their woodshop class and located the boxes just outside of the park's boundary. Beginning in April, volunteers monitor each box every 10 days during the nesting season. So far, the efforts have proven successful. Bluebirds occupied as many as 7 houses during the program's first season. Other nesting birds made use of the new boxes, too. Volunteers reported chickadees and tree swallows taking up residence. Bluebirds in Wisconsin are, in general, doing well after a decline in the 1980s. And according to Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources bird team leader, Ryan Brady, quote, even as the species is now common and widespread, work to erect and monitor nest boxes is essential to sustaining populations and detecting signs of change in the years ahead, end quote. The friends purchased a lifetime membership with the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin, and the membership provides tools for a successful monitoring program and a mechanism to report the program's success with other statewide members. Those interested in learning more about the Bluebird Monitoring Program are encouraged to contact info at friendsofcopperfallssp.org or follow developments on the project's page of the Friends website, sites.google.com/friendsofcopperfallssp.org. Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 a.m., the Fifield Dirt Devils are hosting an Adopt-a-Highway trash pickup over at Hillgart Road. They plan to meet there at 10 a.m., and they say that trail cleanup and maintenance should start around mid-April with weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd at 10 a.m. over at Hillgart Road in Park Falls. Is campaign spending out of control? Lisa Hale has a reaction from a Wisconsin lawmaker.
Wisconsin can claim the most expensive judicial race in American history after the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Spending for both campaigns and outside groups came to $100 million. 53rd Assembly District Representative Dean Coffert.
I mean, this last Supreme Court race, Elon Musk, I don't know how many billions of dollars he put in. George Soros, he put in a lot of million dollars. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, Democrat governor, he put in millions of dollars. It is just crazy. And these outside groups are putting in money. So, I mean, these elections are ruthless.
Brad Schimmel's campaign and outside groups, including Musk, spent about $54 million, while Susan Crawford's campaign and supporters spent $46 million.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddie Peralta on the mound for the crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow at noon for game one of their best of seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got injected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that. But, yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody. You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some exciting new events going on at Wheelway in Fifield, and Pete, nice enough to join us. Hey, we have an exciting month of, I tell you what, March was so much fun with that cash grab. But we've got some really good stuff coming up. We're going to team up with Catkins, I understand, here in the month of April, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good things happening for the month of April. We're going to team up with Catkins. We're going to be a drop-off site if there's any pet food that you have or any supplies. Come on down. We have a tub there right when you open the door. You can put all your stuff right there.
And a donation will be made from every vehicle purchased in the month of April. And we have a little rotating Viv the dog discount going on this month too, right?
Well, not the live dog, Viv, okay? But we have a stuffed animal that looks like Viv. Annie, make sure you're driving a lot to see exactly where Viv's at. You have $500 off the purchase of that vehicle.
All right. If Viv is in the car, you get $500 off. Great low mileage vehicles. The lot is jam packed there with whatever vehicle they're looking for, from the smallest to the big truck, right, Pete?
Joel, we don't have a better selection than right now. 3/4 tons, 1/2 tons, minivans, SUVs, cars. Right now, spring is coming up. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com and make sure you take advantage of these great savings. Every vehicle is priced to sell. Give us a call, 762-2467. And I'm going to 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. And Joel, give to a great organization of Catkins for the month of April.
Right, all right, all right, all right. It's birthday time. It's cake time. Let's check some celebrity ones, and we'll do some local ones, and we'll give away a free cake courtesy of the bakery department here at Super One in Park Falls. On this Good Friday, this 18th of April, if you're celebrating a birthday today, you share your day with America Ferrera, the L.A.-born actress, first attracted notice for the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants way back in 2005. America. That's her first name. She's 41 today. Kourtney Kardashian, oldest member of the three Kardashian sisters, has three children. by her ex-boyfriend Scott Disick. She began dating Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker in late 2020, and Kourtney Kardashian is 46 today. One of those celebrities who is a celebrity just because she's a celebrity. Melissa Joan Hart, the actress from TV's Sabrina and the Teenage Witch and others, 49 today. David Tennant, the Scottish actor from Doctor Who, is 54 today. Maria Bello is 58, the actress from the Grown Ups movies. Lauren Scott. Come on, this is how we're going to spell Lauren, really? L, upper apostrophe, W-R-E-N. All right, single asterisk, I guess. The American fashion designer who had a long romantic relationship with Mick Jagger. Lauren Scott, born on this day, 1964. She passed back in 2014. Conan O'Brien, late night funny man. He still does some... He does some online stuff. I don't think he still has his late night show anymore, does he? But I've always found Conan to be very entertaining. 62, just a different type of personality. Not the groomed, you know, typical Hollywood host. He was just quirky, and he's funny, and I love him. He's a good guy. Well, if I knew him, I'd love him, but I love his comedy. Kind of awkward there for a second. Eric McCormack, the TV actor from Will and Grace, 62 today. Jane Leavis, the actress from TV's Frasier, Hot in Cleveland, is 62 today. Anybody else you care about? Rick Moranis, the comic actor. He was in the Parenthood, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I think Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was kind of his signature, wasn't it? I love Little Shop of Horrors. I thought he was really good in that. Rick Moranis, Saturday Night Live, 72 for Rick Moranis. Jim Scholten, the Sawyer Brown Band member, is 72. James Woods, the got two Best Actor nominations, a decade apart, for Salvador in 1987 and for Ghost of Mississippi in 1997. James Woods is 78. And Glenn D. Harden, the keyboardist. The keyboardist knew fellow Lubbock, Texas native Buddy Holly, but didn't join the Crickets until after the Clear Lake tragedy. So he was later a mainstay for Elvis and others. Glenn D. Harden, born on this day, 1939. He's 86. Still going. All right. Some local ones here, then we'll do our cake drawing from everybody who's celebrated. Liam Hinton is celebrating a 12th birthday today. Liam, there you go. Congratulations. You got the whole weekend. Chris, Christine, Chris Missbauer, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Chris. Longtime listener of the morning show. We applaud your patience listening to the morning show. Who else here locally? We've got a couple belated from yesterday. Ethan Hertwriter, Beaton Juwan, along with Jeremy Tesno. Tomorrow, Louisa Schiller. And Darla's little girl, Maggie, is celebrating a birthday this weekend, celebrating on Sunday. And Marshall Benz, also. An anniversary wish, Stan and Gail. The Sailors are celebrating an anniversary today. So, congratulations to all of you. All right, let's take our birthdays, anniversaries that were called in here to the studio, and let's give you a chance to win a cake. Thank you to the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls for doing that. Here we go. Without any more ado, we give away a cake to... Mr. Robert Christensen, who celebrated back on Tuesday, a 59th birthday, your wife Cheryl. May already have the knife and fork out of the drawer ready to go for that. So, Robert Christensen, you are the cake winner, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Congratulations!
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation.
We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
A little fog this morning, a few off and on scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. Wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 51. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
98Q Country.
Trying to feel like this, I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long week off. I didn't want to stay too late, I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing, yeah, up until you sat down. I thought that I can't you buzz, can't you gay, can't you beat the boy. Trying to feel this, I don't know how you started stealing my heart like you are in this bar, but I'm glad that you are, cause I just thought that I'd catch your buzz, catch your game, catch you with the boys, same old thing, catch your cab back to my place, but then I saw your face, now you got me trying to catch you out.
Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered, my hopes and my
Janis Joplin song is Faith Hill did that quite a few years back. Peace of my heart, 98Q Country. We'll do a little shopping show for you after 9 o'clock. We'll see who can make their way into the studio to present some of our shopping show savings here in just a little bit. It's 8:55. It's 5 before 9. Cloudy, and we're not giving up on today. Not going to be really warm, though. This is about it temperature-wise, right around 48, 49, somewhere in there. So we were optimistic this morning when we rolled out of bed and we saw a 47-degree temp. We were optimistic that 60 may be in our future today, but it's not. in fact, 47 is our forecasted high. We're at 45 degrees. Right now, a little bit of news to come. And again, some shopping show savings in just a few moments here on your Friday edition here of the 98Q Morning Show.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting UCNorthernWisconsin.com.
Need help making informed choices? The Price County Aging and Disability Resource Center, or ADRC for short, is here for you. Call 866-663-3607. Their specialists provide unbiased information and support for seniors and adults with disabilities. The ADRC specialists, benefit specialists, and dementia care specialists will work with you to get the resources you need. Stay independent and improve your quality of life with expert guidance. Call the ADRC of the North today.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
It's spring cleaning at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. Hop on down to check out all the new spring apparel and take an extra 15% off their already marked down clearance items during their clearance clean-out sale. If you haven't tried a delicious handcrafted beverage from their spring menu, now's the time. Stay up to date on the latest specials, sales, and new arrivals on their Facebook page and Instagram, too. They can't wait to see you at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in downtown Park Falls.
Shop Bader Sports Center for their huge in-store spring sale. Running now through April 19th. Save 30% and up to 40% on our in-stock merchandise. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Pick up any last-minute needs for your spring turkey hunt. And with the general fishing season opening in May, it's time to restock your tackle box. Or purchase a new rod and reel at great savings. And don't forget your 2025 DNR licenses. Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Have you found that your house heats best with a specific species of wood? Do you have a small, high-efficiency wood stove? No problem. Freeze Firewood has all their firewood sorted by wood species and can custom process any length and split sizes to make your firewood order one of a kind. They even screen their firewood to ensure that it's mess-free upon delivery. Call Freeze Firewood today to place your order. Freeze Firewood, your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Check them out on Facebook.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Get your tickets now and hop aboard the Lena's Northern Pines Resort Tour Bus on Saturday, June 21st to watch the Brewers take on the Twins at Target Field. For just $100, you get a comfy seat on Lena's bus and a ticket to the game. No driving, no parking, no stress. And when you're back, enjoy fine and casual dining at Lena's, plus year-round cabins with pontoon rentals, weekend deliveries available. Call 98Q Country to reserve your spot because all roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others, topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715 715-